starting now the Gemara and Daf Kesem and Aleph again. We've seen this Gemara, but there's so much more to see. I want to flesh out this first sugya a little bit more, even though we've already seen it through the prism of the second parak. Gemara says, "Va'amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kol Tavach She'en Yodeh Hilcha Shchita, Osa Lecho Meshchitasa." Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, if a Tavach doesn't know Hilcha Shchita, you give him a Bechinah. And it turns out that he doesn't know Hilcha Shchita. He's been shechting, let's say. But he doesn't know Hilcha Shchita, so you're not allowed to eat from a Shchita. Okay, we're familiar with these Chamisha Psulei Shchita. That's the basic Hilcha Shchita. So, my Kamash Malan, Frakti Gemara, what's the Chiddush? Yehuda Mishmuel is telling us the Chiddush. If he doesn't know the Chamisha Hilcha Shchita, so his Shchita is Psula. Okay, that's obvious. Kulu Taninu, we have them in Mishnayos in the second parak. So, we didn't actually get to those Mishnayos. We referred to them, we saw them, we didn't do the Sugya Be'iyun. But we've touched on many of them. So, if it's in Mishnayis, what's an Amora coming to Mechadish? Ma'ikam Ashmalan Kulo Tanina. Lotzicha Sheshacha Lefaneinu Beizik Gimel Pa'amim V'Shachat Shapir. We're talking about a case where this guy, V'Shachat Shapir Befaneinu. We see that he knows what he's doing. He must have seen Shachtim Shech before. Okay? He sees what the process is. He knows what he's doing. And he Shecht Shapir. There's no Shehir. There's no Drasa. There's no Chalada. So, you know, you get the impression, who cares if he takes the Bechina? Does he need a Kabbalah? He needs a Kabbalah Shchita? He actually has to take the Bechina? Mahu the Taima mid the Idok Shachat Shapir and Ami Shachat Shapir and Kamashma Kevin Loga, Marzin the Shai Vidoris, Velo Yodana. Yehuda Mishmuel's Chiddush is that even though this guy, Shech Shapir, he's doing a good job. We see that he knows what he's doing. He's a good Shaychit. Yeah, but the problem is he doesn't know Hilcha Shchita. He doesn't really know what the halacha is. He's just mimicking. He's just watching someone else and mimicking what they're doing. He doesn't know the details, so then maybe he'll make a mistake and he won't even realize it. It's a lesson for life, right? It's not enough just to mimic someone else, but you have to know the halachas. If you don't know the halachas, you're gonna make mistakes. Make mistakes. Life is not about imitating other people, but knowing and doing. But you have to do mitocha yediyah, mitocha knowledge. Okay. Tosfos here has a major discussion about the psul of ikur. We spoke about this in the context of of, right? Hechshero shel of b'simen echad. There's a shaila if that's either simen, either veshet v'kane or dafka veshet. So in that context, we mention this Tosfos. But there's a lot more here. I want to actually see the Tosfos. There's a difference between looking at a Tosfos and getting the basic shittas for a different sugya, and then looking at the Tosfos and seeing exactly what the Tosfos is saying in that sugya alein, that sugya itself. But let's see Tosfos. Maybe we should even see Rashi first. Tosfos quotes Rashi. Kulu taninu. Rashi says, Masnis and Prak Ashoche, Shehabahema misnabel esbahem, v'keren shembaki bahem shita da'osu lechum. So earlier Rashi says, Shehia drasa chaloda hagrama v'ikr, v'perak Ashoche ta'an l'kulu, Shehia, okay, we have Shehia, Chalod and Dross, etc. What does he quote for Ikur? Shochad Aveshir Uposak Esagageres, Haray Ikur. Says Rashi, the Mishnah Shochad Aveshir Uposak Esagageres, that's the source of Ikur. So Rashi, Zatosu says, Pirish Bekundris Ikur, the Tan Shochad Aveshir Uposak Esagageres, Yeshechta the Veshet, and Posak Esagageres. What does it mean, Posak Esagageres? Posak. You didn't do Maisa Shrita. Posak. You ripped it. Sounds like you were korea the gageres. You didn't do a shchita, you were korea. The time of fractosis, they have the shach lehilcha shchita, does that possible in Mishlo Shachta? That's not hilcha shchita. The chamisha hilcha shchita is that you did a maisa shchita, but you did it improperly. There's some psul, there's some deficiency in the maisa shchita, but here, what did you do? You were just korea the simen. You ripped the simen, that's called a shchita. That's a shchita, that's enough called a maisa shchita that we can call it a shchita psula. It's not a maisa shchita at all. If you hit the animal on the head, so that's called a maisa shchita. That's a shchita psula. That's not a shchita at all. Right? Shchita means it has to be a maisa to the simonim, but it has to be a maisa shchita. It's done with a sakin, with a knife. You're doing, or with something else. It doesn't have to be besakin, even a sharp stone or something. But you're doing a maisa chaticha here. You're just doing a kriya. Have the child hilcha shchita for tosis. V'lo domi l'shar hilcha shchita. Yeshlomer the Iri Sheshacha Besakin Pavuma Oba Magel. Zenika Posaka Sagargeres. Psula Havi Mishum Den Shokhtan Elachonkin. Kinitnamba Pirkin Chutzman Amagel Vahamagere Vahu. So Tosfos says, Rashi understands Ikur really is Kriyas HaSimanim, but you're not being Korea the Simanim Biyad. You're not being Korea HaSimanim with your hands. You're being Korea HaSimanim with the sakin. How you caress, if it's with the sakin, it's not kriya, right? No. It can be like kriya if it's a sakin paguma, if there's a nick in the sakin, so it's not a smooth cut. So when it gets stuck in the nick, when the simen gets stuck in the nick, that's like a kriya. So that's what Rashi is saying. Of course, it has to be a ma'isa shrita. It has to be besakin with some a ma'isa shrita, but it's a kriya in the ma'isa shrita. So that's the psul of Ikar according to Rashi. And this is how Tosfos understood Rashi. So the question is, what exactly did Tosfos accomplish with their answer? Tosfos said, if Pasuk is Gageres means that he was Korea the Gageres, Korea the Kone, so that's not a Shchita. Not a Shchita because it's a Chanika. It's a Chanika, it's not a Shchita. It's choking the animal, it's not a Shchita. Shchita means that you're cutting with the Sakin, going in a back and forth, you're cutting with the Sakin, so if you're not going in a back and forth motion, you're pressing, that's Drasa. If you wait in the middle, that's Shehiyah. But fundamentally, it's a Ma'isa Shchita with a Sakin. But if it has a Pegima, the Tosfos says, oh, that's how Rashi understood Ikar. Tosfos was bothered, how can Ikar be Kriya B'yad? So he says that it's Kriya B'sakin. But Maishna Zemizah, at first glance, what's the difference? The Yisod is, this is not a Shchita, this is a Chanika. Tosfos even said that, but that's Rashi. The psul is mishum dein shochatin elachonke. So shkoyach, if it's not shchita, if it's chanika, so then what did you accomplish? It still shouldn't be one of the psul shchita. Dras is not a chanika. Shehi is not a chanika. It's that you do a ma'isa shchita, but there's a psul in the ma'isa shchita. But if Tosfos even defines Rashi that the psul is she'ein ze shochatin elachonke, so what did they accomplish by saying the kriya is besakin paguma, as opposed to the kriya is biyad? It's still not shochten. It's chonken. That's not a ma'isa shchita. Why is that one of the psula shchita? The truth is, this is not even my kasha. This is Tosus's kasha. Where does Tosus ask this kasha? Well, he doesn't ask it as a kasha. He sort of brings it as a reason for something. What did Tosus say? That this is only this is chonken. It's not shochten, and therefore what? This is only shochten. It's only chonken. It's not shochten. So therefore, Rashi is shver. Rashi is shver. Tosfos says that. Bahag. Right? He's going to quote the Bahag who has a different sheet. And then he tries to figure out. He shows, you know, the reason Rashi didn't learn like Bahag is X. The reason why the Bahag didn't learn like Rashi is because of Y. Why did the Bahag learn like Rashi? That Ikar is shchita besak and paguma. He says, Vim Tomar, this is about six lines before they get one. Vim Tomar, V'lomayin amonu b'hil cheshchita pasuk ha-gageres b'sakin pavilma k'moshim anu l'peresh ha-kuntres shver on the Bahag. The Bahag learns Ikar differently. We'll talk about that, right? The Bahag shita is shmuta, the simon is nishma. Okay, we'll get to it. Ikar is different according to the Bahag. But why didn't he learn like Rashi? I kriya b'yad? Not kriya b'yad. Kriya b'sakin pavilma. That's a shchita psula. The Bahag didn't learn like Rashi because das heißt nicht Shchita Psula. You can't call that Shchita Psula. That's not a Shchita Psula. That's a Chanika. That's choking the animals, pulling at the simen. Pulling at the simen, not cutting it. Drasa is not pulling at the simen, it's pressing at the simen, but you're still cutting the simen. But this is Chonkin. This is choking the simen, so that's not called Shchita. That's why the Bahag didn't learn like Rashi. So how did Tosfos solve the problem? Meaning, how can he interpret that way Bidas Rashi? Isn't it obvious that that's not one of the Hilcha Shchita? Tosfos themselves would struggle with Rashi from the beginning. How can you say Pasuk Asah Gageres is Ikar, but that's Kriya, Mestam it's Kriya Biyad, and Kriya Biyad, that's not a Ma'isa Shchita. So he says, oh no, it must be Besakin Paguma. Asma! What did Sakin Paguma accomplish? It's still Ein Zeh Shochten Elachonkin. The Bahag himself says Ein Zeh Shochten Elachonkin. So why is Rashi any different? The answer for Rashi, the reason why Tosfos thought that Rashi could learn this way is why? Why? What's the difference between Kriya B'yad as opposed to Kriya B'sakin Paguma? Formulate it for me. It's not nothing complicated. Formulate it for me. Yes, Josh.
It's B'sakin and it's kind of like Shchita.
It's B'sakin, it's kind of like Shchita. Give me a Loshen. It's a Chanika, but it's a Chanika. B'derech Shchita. It's B'derech Shchita. That's what Rashi was assuming. Yeah, if you're using the sakin, right? So it is a chanika. Rashi agrees it's a chanika. That's the psul. The psul is that it's a chanika. It's not a clean cut. But it's a chanika b'derech shchita. Kriya b'yad is just stam a chanika b'alma. That's a chanika b'alma. That's not a psul shchita. Rashi understood that a chanika b'derech shchita, that's a shchita psula. That's not just a chanika that'll acid the meat. Shalom b'derech shchita. No, this is a chanika derech shchita. Chanika derech shchita is something different, says Rashi. That's one of the psula shchita. And the Bahag says even that can't be psula shchita. That's called chanika. That's not a shchita b'psul, and that's not going to be one of the chamisha psul. This is Shitas Rashi. The Rav pointed out that the nafkamina between Rashi and the Bahag, meaning Rashi, who holds that Kriya Basak and Paguma is one of the Hilchah Shechita. The Bahag, who we just saw from Tosfos, the Bahag doesn't learn like that. The Bahag says, Ein Zeh Shochta Nelachon, can even Kriya Basak and Paguma. Right? Shechita Basak and Paguma, according to the Bahag, that's not one of the Psula Shechita. That's Tama Chanika. That's possible not because of a Psula in the Hilchah Shechita. It's Stam, the behemoth is a nevela, but it's not a psul shchita. What's enough nafkamina, whether we call it this or call it that? Everyone agrees the chanika is not a kosher shchita. So up to Rav, there's a big nafkamina between Rashi and the Bahag. The nafkamina is, if you're machmer for the other shitas Rashi, the shitas Rashi we keep on coming back to, probably the most famous shitas Rashi of the Gabi Shchita, which is Shia b'miyabasa, right? Which really means Rashi is holding that miut basra of a simen can be nitfas, it can be nichla within the ma'aseh shchita. That's really what Rashi is saying. Now that's true not only about shehiya, all the psula shchita. We said chalada, drasa, b'miut basra is the same din. Tosus and aflamad amibayis is talking about chalada b'miut basra. Hechled b'miut siman. So he quotes Rashi from the aflamad bayis. Rashi is talking about shehiya b'miut siman. It's not just a din in shehiya b'miut siman. It's a din in what is miut simanin. Right, miut simanim that is significant, like Gabi Psula Shchita, is that miut simanim somewhere in the middle, meaning miut simanim of the first simen, or miut simanim of the last simen, when you've already finished, you've cut row of both. So Rashi holds miut basra is significant, even miut basra of the last simen. What's the din of shochat besak and paguma of the miut basra? What do you think? What do you think? Shochat miut basra besak and paguma. The Rav, that should depend on the machlokas Rashi and the Bahag. If you hold shochat b'sak and paguma is a shchita psula, it's a psula of ikur, so then it should be a problem, right? Rashi l'shitaso, Rashi who holds that shochat b'sak and paguma is a psula of ikur, that's a shchita psula. So Rashi would say that shochat b'sak and paguma, even b'miyad basu, is going to be a problem, because the miyad basu is a chelak of the simen. And if you do a shchita psula in the miyad basra, that's going to be a problem. But according to the Bahag, shachat besak and paguma, that's just the chanika ba'alma. That's not called a shchita psula. It's just the chanika ba'alma. It's like hitting the animal over the head and killing it through some other means, not by cutting the simanim b'chalal. Aye, but you're working on the simanim? Okay, but it's just the chanika b'simanim. It's not a shchita b'simanim. Even if the Bahag were to be machna for Rashi that miut basra of the simen, of simen achman, is significant, the Bahag would say that shachat besak and paguma, but miut basra is not a problem. Because it's no different than if a person shachs rov simanim and then he hits the animal over the head or cuts off a leg or something and the animal dies, that's not a problem because he didn't have a shchita psula but miut basra. Shachat besak and paguma b'miyad basa, according to the Bahag, that's not a ma'isa shchita b'chol. It's not a shchita psula. It's a chanika. So it's only a chanika. So then that's not going to pass the b'miyad basa. Right? That really encapsulates the difference between the two. They both hold that it's a chanika, but the question is it a psul shchita? Do we say because it's a chanika b'derech shchita that's called a shchita psula, it's one of the chamisha psulim, or do we say no, it's a zaitage inyan, it's a side inyan? It's not a shchita psula, it's just the chanika, but it's not a shchita psula. Nafkamina, where the miut basa would be a problem. Because miut basa is only a problem if it's a shchita psula, not if it's stam chanika, if it's another psul, that's not shchita psula. Okay. Questions? This is all according to Tosis's version of Rashi. Okay, Tosis was troubled. How can Pasuk Esagageres be be Iker. If it's Kriya B'yad, so Tosa says, Pasuk is Sakageras, according to Rashi, it's not Kriya B'yad, but rather it's Kriya B'sakim Pagum. The Sefer Teferis Yaakov is very troubled with Tosa's Pshat and Rashi. Why? Because according to Tosa's Pshat and Rashi, what's the Mokka for Iker? Rashi says the Mokka for Iker is Shachar HaZavesh Pasuk is Sakageras. Is that really the Mokka? No. Tosis himself says that's not the Makkah. Tosis says the real Makkah of Shochet, Besak, and Peguma is what? Help me now. What? What? You can look at the Tosis. Chutzvin Hamagel Vahamagera. Right? You can cut, you can shaft with anything. It has to be sharp. Right? It has to be a sharp thing, but you can shaft with anything. It's not, there's a Mishnah. Hashochet b'magal yad b'tzor u'bekonesh chitas u'ksheira. Get shaft with a reed. Take a reed. You know, a sofa, the sofrim have the kulmus is made out of a reed. It's pretty sharp. To make it very, very sharp. So make the reed sharp and shaft with the reed. You have to shaft with a sakin. No din. You have to shaft with a sakin, with a scalpel. Shaft with anything sharp. Chitas u'ksheira. No question. Hakol shochten u'la'olam shochten. Oh, we talked about that. Great length. Hakol shochten u'la'olam shochten. B'sar taiva, b'sar nechira. Ubakol shochten, right? Hakol mikol bakol, right? No, laolam hakol laolam bakol. It's not like this. Okay. Bakol shochten chutz mi magal kotze v'hamegera v'hashinayim v'hatziporim mipnei shem chonkin. You can't cut b'magal kotze. B'magal yad, a hand sickle apparently is okay. Magal kotzer is not magal yad. Magal kotzer has pigimus in it. Right? It has pigimus. The pigimus are different in the magal yad and the magal kotzer, as Rashi explains. So the magal kotzer is pasul for shchita, because it's chonek. Megera, a saw. Chonek, it has pigimus in it. So it's chonkim, and because it's chonkim, it's pasul for the shchita. That's the Mishnah that Tosus themselves quotes. Right? Tosis says, Pasak and Sakageras, according to Rashi, is Shocha B'sak and Peguma, and it's possible because it's not Shochtim, it's Chonkim, like the Mishnah says. So, Frank, it's Feres Yankov. It's like the Mishnah, so why does Rashi not quote the Mishnah? If Rashi thought that Pasak and Sakageras meant B'sak and Peguma, so let him quote that Mishnah. What does he need, Pasak and Sakageras? That's not even the Mokka. Right? It certainly sounds from Rashi that the soul of Iker is Kriya B'yad, not Kriya B'sak and Peguma. He's not talking about Sak and Peguma. Pasak and Sakageras means that you are Korea, the second simon. Korea, not just the second simon. Korea, the Kone, the Gargeres, B'yad. That's what it certainly sounds like, says the Tferes Yaakov, not like Tosfos. Tosfos reinterprets the Rashi, quotes another Mishnah to buttress it, but where's that second Mishnah in Rashi? Rashi should have quoted the second Mishnah. Why not? Why didn't he quote the second Mishnah? What's more, Frakat Feres Yaakov. If you have a Kovitz, you can look on with me. Feres Yaakov is one of the Gedolei Achronim on Chulin. He wrote a beautiful parish on Gittin as well. He's often quoted in Gittin. Feres Yaakov on Gittin and Chulin, they're classics, Mamish classics. It's like half the Kovitz over here. Not half the Kovitz, but a significant, significant section of the Kovitz. Sometimes you just open it up and you like fleshes out a whole sugya. Amazing. What is he saying to me? He says he thinks that the kavanah of Rashi is kipshuta the poskel biyad, and he says, and I'll bring you a raya. What does the Mishnah say on Daf Lamed Beis? Shachar Saveshe Posak Sagageres. So he asks, why does the Mishnah say Pasaka Sagageres Bechlal? If it's not Bechlal Shchita, so he should say Shaharga. Shaharga. That's after all what the Mishnah continues to say. If you look at the Mishnah inside on Daf Lamed Beis, right? The Mishnah says shachet asaveshen, posak asagageres. Oh, posak asagageres, v'ahagah shachet asaveshen. Okay, either way. Oh, shachet echa mehem v'himten la ad shemesa. You shechted one of them and then you waited until it died. So basically, frektet feres Yaakov, if posak asagageres is really not telling me anything new, it's not shochten, it's chumkin. So why even give that case? Well, why do we have to say this case where you posek the gageres, you were korea, it just say harga. Shachet asaveshet v'achakach harga. It's posel because you only shechted one simon. Why does he have to give this case, the posek asagageres, in addition to him to la'ad shemesa? So Dr. Tiferes Yaakov, he thinks that Tosis's interpretation of Rashi is mistaken. Rashi says exactly what you thought he said. Posek asagageres, that's the Shachar Saveshe Rachar Posek Asagageres, that's the psul of Iker. But you're Korea Biyad. So if you're Korea Biyad, well, what's the... Why is that a psul of Shchita? You're not doing a Shchita, so what's the psul of Shchita? So he says that the Kone is unique when it comes to Shchita. Hari, we had a Brisa that said, let's say you have a Chatzi Kone Pogom, V'hosefel of Kol Shuv V'gom Rosh Shchita Asuk Sheher, right? Remember, Ba'of, Of is Achsher B'simen Echon. So the Brisa says that if you have a Chatzi Kone Pogom, it's not a Trefa yet. The animal becomes a Trefa if Rov HaKon is Pogom, or if a mashu of the veshed is nakul, right? Veshed is more chamer than a kana. So the kana needs a rov. So if you have a chatzi kana pogam and then you host a little mashu, and you make it rov, so then it's going to be a shechita asuk sheher, right? So some of the talmidim asked me, how's that a shechita sheher? Did you shecht rov? You didn't shecht rov. Half of it was pogam already. Half of it was pogam. You're only shechting a mashu. How does shechita mashu work for the simon? Ba'of need the oaf only needs shechita simen echa. But even if only needs shechita simen echa, but you have to shecht rov asimen. Isn't it din that you have to shecht rov asimen? Here, chatzi kana is pogam. You're only hosefel of mashu, and somehow because you gomer the mashu, because you gomer the rov with the mashu and the kana, so that makes it a shechita ksher. Lechor, it's a chiddush. Right? Lechor, it's a chiddush. How does that work? You're not really shechting the rov. You're only shechting the mashu. Feres Yaakov was sensitive to that kasha. He says the answer to that kasha is that you're really not just shechting mashu, but rather the chatzi kana pogam is mitstarif to the shechita asarov. I would have answered that the rule that you have to shecht rov doesn't mean that you have to shecht rov of the simen, that your maisa shechita has to be on rov of the simen, but rather when you're gomer the simen, when you gomer that mashu that brings it to rov, then we view that. Right, we say that's called shechita sarov, just like a mitzvah is nikreis al shem gomer. Right, mitzvah is nikreis al shem gomer. So people can be osik in the mitzvah, but if they didn't finish the mitzvah, then someone else is gomer. So the mitzvah is nikreis al shem gomer. That means that the key is that you have to shech the last part. Right, that if you're mashlim the rov, that's called shechita sarov. Shechita sarov means shechitas hashlama sarov. So up to Tiferes Yaakov, no, maybe taka it's shechita sarov. But if you're mashlim the rov, then we view it as though you shechted the whole thing. The whole kone is nitfas in the shechita. The whole kone. It's a chatzi kone pogam, but if you're hosefel of mashu and you're gomer it, then even the chatzi kone pogam is a chelik of the shechita. He assumes it's a dover pashit. You have to have a shechita on the rov. How's the shechita on the rov? Because if there's a hashlama of the rov, if you're mashlim the mashu before of the rov, then the whole kone can be nitfas in the shechita. The whole kana can be nitfas in the shechita. But that only works if the chatzi kana pogam was first. Meaning if you're mashlim, if the hashlama, if the gemar hadover is b'shechita. If you shechted a mashu, and then the kana became pogam b'miktas, until it's rov, right? If you have a chatzi kana pogam, let's say, so if you have a chatzi kana pogam, and then you're mosif a mashu, you're mosif a mashu, that's what you cut. So that's a shechita ksher. But if you cut a mashu, and then somehow it ripped open by itself until rov, the same amount, that's not going to work. Halacha l'moshe mi'sinai that the chatzi kana pogam works only if it's betchila, if it's in the beginning, and then you're mosif on top of the chatzi kana pogam. That's a din in Hilchah Shechita. that if you have the chatzik on a pogam and you most on top of it, then even the chatzik on a pogam is nitfas as part of the ma'aser shchita, he says. It's part of the ma'aser shchita. Kevan the chazdin and the hecha the chatzik on a pogam the host of kol shuv gamra kosher. Ubehipuch posel, the opposite is posel. If you shechted a miktas and then there's some tosefa, somehow naturally the kana rips until it's berubo, that doesn't work. It's not a din that you just have to shecht the last point that makes it into rov. No, it needs the whole thing to be b'shchita. But the chatzi kana pogam can be mitzarev to the shchita, he says. Right? The chatzi kana pogam was not done by ma'isa adam necessarily. It doesn't matter. It's mitzarev. Halacha mashu sinia. It's mitzarev to the shchita as long as you're gomer. If you're gomer, it takes it along for the ride. Piggybacks. It piggybacks on the gemar mashu that you did to make it into rov. The chatzik on a pogam has to be in the beginning, and then it can piggyback onto your maisa, but not the other way. So up to Tzaras Yaakov, once we see this idea, the chatzik on a pogam, not only is it not a psul treifa, but if I'm gomer the rove, then it can piggyback onto my maisa, and now it's viewed as though the rove, the whole right, rove of the simon was nishchat. Right? I shechted the whole thing. It's viewed as though I shechted the whole thing. You see from that a kona pogam can be part of ma'aser shchita. A kona pogam can be part of ma'aser shchita. Even if I don't have a ma'aser shchita on the whole kona, it can be mitzarev to a ma'aser shchita. That's his chiddush. He says, you see from the din of chatzi kona pogam, the host of love mashu, the gomer l'shchita, shchita zokshera, you see that a chatzi kona pogam is not a zero when it comes to shchita. By itself, it doesn't work, but it can be mitzarev to a ma'aser shchita. I need a chiddush to tell me when it's not going to be mitzarev to a ma'aser shchita. But a chatzik on a pogam should be able to be mitzarev. So one chiddush the Torah tells me is that a chatzik on a pogam is not going to be mitzarev libesof. Right? If I shechted a mashu in the beginning and then the kona was pogam by itself, the chatzik on a pogam is not going to be mitzarev. It can only be mitzarev if a ma'aser is at the end. That's one thing. Comes at Tveres Yaakov and says, Rashi understood the psul of Ikar is that even if I have a kona pogam, kona's pogam, right? You would think that if I shech the veshe, kedasu kedin, rubo, kulo, everything, right? So you would think that now the kona, even though it's pogam, I didn't do a good shchita, I was korea the pogam, it was just a chanika. But you would think that just like chatzi kona pogam, to be with starif to a shchita, to a shchita kshera, because that last mashu that's mashlin, the rove, that overpowers the whole simen, and now it takes along for the ride, even the chatzi kana pogam, it can even start to the ma'aser shchita. Salkadaita chamina, that even if you were korea the kana completely, as long as you did shchita saveshet later, the kana can be mitzarev to the veshet, and that also should be considered a shchita kshera. Comes the halacha moshmi sinai of Iker and tells me that doesn't work. That's Rashi's pshat up the Tveres Yaakov. Not like Tosis. We're not talking about Kriya Bisak and Peguma. No, we're talking about Kriya Biyad. Posek Asak Ageres Kipshuto Biyad. So what's the Havamina? It's nothing. It's just a Chanika. There's no Maisa Shrita. There's no Maisa Shrita here. But you would think that if you have a Shrita Saveshet, maybe the Psikas Hagageres could be mitzarev to the Shrita Saveshet. And that could be a Shrita Ksheira. Kamash Malan, it's not going to be mitzarev. Kamashmalan, that's not going to be mitzvah. And that's what the halacha Moshe Sina Vicar is teaching. Kopanim came the psukas gageres mitzvah v'ashur ashchita memela afilo posko kulo chashiva shchita psula. The sakadaita shetitztarev l'shchita zveshe kilu shochat shneim. Sakadaita shetitztarev l'shchita zveshe kilu shochat shneim. Behind the husko sham shachad gageres who posak veshet, mishim the psika beveshet in a shchita klal. The laolam in tziruv bepsikas veshet. If the veshet is nifsak, we never are mitzarev that. This halacha that you can be mitzarev psukas hagageres. That's a special halacha by the gageres. So that's the chiddush of ikur. That's the chiddush of ikur. Quite a chiddush. In fact, from the Lashon of the Mishnah, it sounds like the Pesukas HaGageres over here is after the Shechitas HaVeshet. But somehow I'd still have a Havaminah if I have a full Shechitas HaVeshet, the Pesukas HaGageres, even though it was Korea HaGageres Biyad, that should be able to be started. What's the difference between that and Chatzikon HaPogam? Kamashimlan Ikur to tell me no, even though I had a full Shechitas HaVeshet, the Pesukas HaGageres cannot be mistar. If that's a Korea, you achonik the Gageres, you don't have Shechitas Rov of the Gageres. The Gageres has to be Nishchet of a Rov also. You can't just piggyback that onto a Shechitas HaVeshet. The Gageres has to have his own Shechita. So if Chatzikon HaPogam behosav alav mashu, that's okay. Then the Chatzikon HaPogam joins along for the Shechita. But if the Gageres is completely Nifsak, B'yad, so you can't say that, well, but if I shecht the Veshet, so that should transform everything and the Gageres should be joined together with the Veshet, should be viewed as a Shechita chair. That can't be. That can't be. Next question.
Would you be able to say in the Afghania that the Rav said between Tosa's version of Rashi and the Baha'i with this version of Rashi and the Baha'i, or no? Whether
Tosa
at the end would be considered like a Shechita Psula or nothing at all?
I think everyone would say that if you're Korea Biyad, that's not called a Shechita Psula. Right? That's not a Shechita Psula. It's not a Maisa Shechita. I mean, it is Ikur. It is Ikur. It is Ikur. It is Ikur, but I still don't see the difference between this and hitting the animal over the head. Right? The reason why we could... You see, what the kasha we had before is, if Kriya Biyad is Ikur, so then... Why is that called a psul shchita? That's just the chanika ba'alma. The chiddush is the reason why it's a psul shchita is because you would think that even if the kana is not shechted, it could be mitzarif. That's the chiddush here. It could be mitzarif to a shchita. Kamashmul and it can't. But the kriya of the gargaris itself, kriya sakana, is definitely not a ma'aseh shchita. So to say that if you have the kriya sakana b'miyud basra. Kriya sakana b'miyud basra, what, that's a shchita psula. Shchita psula. I don't know, I'm not sure what to say. If it's one of the hilcha shchita, so it sounds like it is a shchita psula. The havamina is it shouldn't be able to be mitzarev. I'm sorry, the havamina is it should be able to be mitzarev. Kamashmalan, it can't be mitzarev. So now that it can't be mitzarev, what did I do here? What did I do here? Did I do a shchita psula by kriya sakana? Did I do a shchita psula by kriya sakana? What do you think?
It sounds like in the Basra it would be more like as if you were to do to the Veshet and it's nothing. I mean, it's to say that you can never be Korea from the end of the Shechita and it be called Kasha. You only do it the beginning and then shut the rest of it. So it's the same thing with the Veshet, and so it's either way it's not part of my Shechita, then it would be fine. Okay.
I mean, the truth is, I'll tell you, The Tveres Yaakov's Pshat and Rashi would be much better if the Mishnah said Pasuk es Hagageres v'shachar es HaVeshet. See, the sticking point is that Pasuk es Hagageres in the Mishnah is after Shachar es HaVeshet. It's like, what's the Havamina that should be able to be mistar? If he just said that the Halacha Moshe Mesinai is that a Pegima in the Kod is mistar if you have a Shechita afterwards. So it's sort of a little backwards over here. The sticking point, right? So what Michael is really pointing out is that if you're talking Miyot Basra, and everything is shefted. So what exactly are you doing, the Miyabas? If you're only Korea the Sakin, so if you're only Korea the Kone, so then why is it different than hitting it over the head? Right? That's basically what you're saying. If it's done, so why is it different than hitting it over the head? Yosef?
I think your question that has to be asked is whether you need a Maisa Shechita that's a Shechita Psula in your Basra, or just anything that's considered a Shechita Psula.
That's a good formulation. Right, you hear? I mean, even if Halacha Moshe Mesinai is that it's a Shechita Psula, what does that mean? I mean, it is a Psul related to a Maisa Shechita, but that's because you had a Maisa Shechita in the Veshet. There is a Maisa Shechita, but what you're doing is not necessarily
a Maisa Shechita.
Right. So, but Rashi says Ikur means even though there's a Kriya Biyad in the Kone, but because it's connected to a Shechita HaVeshet, and the whole Chiddush is it can't be mitzarev to the Shechita HaVeshet, so it's a psul in a Maisa Shechita. But no one's saying that the Kriya of the Kone is a Maisa Shechita. That's not a Maisa. So you're saying if it would be B'miyat Basra, even though we're talking psul Shechita here, It's possible because of a halacha mashu seen. It's a psul in the shechita, but this itself, what you're doing, which is possible, that's not a ma'aseh shechita. It's a psul in the ma'aseh shechita on the veshet, but this is not a ma'aseh shechita itself. So if all you did was be korea the kone biyad in the mir basra, then you're taka not doing a ma'aseh shechita in the mir basra. So lechora, even according to Rashi, that's not going to pass. Excellent point. Yeah, so. Is this what?
Also talking by offer or only by
the hema also.
Only by
the hema
and not by
off
because.
Which dinner we're
talking? Rashi Shita? Yeah, according to that phrase.
No, but just 1 second. According, you don't need a vesher and a kana by an oath. It's hechsher b'simin echad. So obviously we're talking about a behema. We're talking about a behema that you korea the kone, but you're shechting the veshet.
No,
we'll actually see, the Gemara has a suffix about that. We'll kind of get to that tomorrow. But it's a different issue. Right? It's a different issue. According to the Bahag, there definitely is a din ikur by Ofra because of Shmuta. Within Rashi, if you korea the simen, is there a din ikur in it? Oath if you're korea the simon. Well, Tosis is version of Rashi. Korea if you're shechting the second paguma, why not? Right? According to Tosis is version of Rashi, yes. According to the Tferes Yaakov's version of Rashi, we're talking about Kriya Biyad. Right, so if the whole Chiddush is that it can't be mitzdarev to the Veshet, that sounds like a behemah dikadin. Sounds like it did nothing to him. We'll see. Yes.
According to the Tiferes Yaakov, where you come to the Behema, you already did Kriya Biyad of one of the Simonim, and now you're going to do Shkita on the second Simon.
Right.
Shouldn't it already be a Trefa and no Havamina it's a Kutra Shkita?
Once the Kriya is Berov.
Yeah, it should already be a Trefa. And so, like, what's the Havamina for according to Rashi, that would be a Kutra Shkita?
Right. So that could be why the Mishnah says that you shochet the veshet first. Shochet the veshet first. So even if the gargaris is nifsika berubo, it's not going to make it into a trefa. What's going to happen now is it's going to be in the vela because it's a shchita psula. But it can't become a trefa because the veshet shechted already. So that was the sticking point that we had before, that what's happening here? There is a halacha mashmi sinai that chatzikar apogam doesn't do anything after you've shechted the miut, right? The shechting of the miut is not going to help you if when you get to the rove, you're actually poking it. So why should Pasuk HaSagageres help you? What's the havamir that should help you at the end after the shechting of the veshet? Right? Right? That's what we just said. So it's a little bit strange. The din is it doesn't. The din is it's puzzle, right? But what's that havamir? The havamir is that Pasuk HaSagageres, even after Shchita Saveshet, should be mitzarif and make it into a Shchita Ksheira? Why? But if you're only talking about Oph, let's say, if you're only talking about the Kone, right, so there, it's only Chatzikar HaPogam if the Pegim is first. And the reason why that works is because he's not a Trefa, and then you're Mashkel Nerov, so that works. But why in the reverse direction should we even have a Havamina that Psukas HaGageres should be Mashkel? I'm not sure, but that's his interpretation. The interpretation is that the Psul of Iker, according to Rashi, is that your Korea, the Kone, after Shchita Saveshet, and that's a Shchita Psula, but I would think that somehow you'd be able to be Mitzarev, the Kriya Sakone, together with the Shchita Saveshet, to make it into a Shchita Kshera, comes Allah from Ashrezina and says that you can't. That's Rashi's Shita in Ikra. Okay, tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to read the Bahag, we'll see the Bahag in Tosfos, and we'll try to figure out exactly why Rashi didn't learn like the Bahag. Do you say that Shmuta, according to the Bahag, is a Trefa, not a Trefa? And we'll actually see that Tosis' interpretation of the Bahag, just like Tosis' interpretation of Rashi was not Muskim, the Tiferes Yaakov disagreed with Tosis' interpretation of Rashi. So too we'll find that there are other Achronim that disagree with Tosis' interpretation of the Bahag, that Shmuta is not a Trefa. Right? The Bahag has that interesting tightrope walk, that Shmuta is not a treif, it's only a psul shchita. It's not at all clear. There are some achronim that want to learn the Bahag differently, and we'll see exactly how that plays out in the sukkah.